All right, my friends, it's now time for the Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. The Soulful Psalms, we take one of the Psalms from the wisdom literature of the Old Testament that we hear in every holy sacrifice of the Mass, and we connect that Psalm to the daily Mass reading. So, of course, we're still in the Easter season, so as is typical, the first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. We see the apostles going out and actually taking the Holy Spirit that they've received at Pentecost and going out and spreading the good news of the encounter, the life-changing encounter with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so the first reading is from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11. It said, again, this is after the persecution of the deacon Stephen. Those who have been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen. Remember, Stephen was stoned to death because he boldly proclaimed the teachings that Jesus Christ is Lord. So people were scattering all over through the known world. It says Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but to the Jews, right? The chosen people of God. And there were some who began preaching to the Greeks as well, right? Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations. So there were some who were preaching to the Jewish people, and some people were preaching to the pagans or the non-Jewish people as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus, right? And the hand of the Lord was with them, right? And so that's a wonderful encouragement for us, that when we are boldly proclaiming the message of Jesus by the witness of our life, how we choose to live, the decisions that we make, you know, putting our faith into action, not just paying lip service to it, knowing that people may encounter Jesus through the encounter with me, you know. And so this is what the apostles and the disciples are doing. And it says that they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. And when he arrived, he saw the grace of God. He rejoiced and encouraged them, you know, and I love that, you know, that's what we need to do. We need to be encouraging each other in our faith, you know, not putting each other down, not criticizing each other, especially with these myopic battles in the church over extraordinary form, whether we're using Latin or not. You know, those are the kinds of things that bring separation and division. And what we need to have in a life for the church, especially today with all the insanity going on in our world and all the fear that's being generated because of the decisions that world leaders are making, you know, it causes trepidation and fear. We don't have to fear because ultimately Jesus is in charge. Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, so we need to be encouraged in our faith, not frightened by the world. You know, that's really important. It says a large number of people were added to the Lord. So as the good news of the gospel continues to be spread throughout the known world, people are coming to a deep faith in Jesus because they're encountering him through the preachers and the teachers and the witness of those who are dedicating their lives in service to Jesus and the gospel. All right. And in fact, it says in Antioch, that's the first place where they were called Christians, right? So that's the first place they were called Christians, right? Christians, the followers of Jesus. The gospel is from John chapter 10. Jesus is in the temple, probably for one of the feasts. It said it was winter, so it was the feast of the dedication of the temple was taking place. And they said it was winter. And so it could be the Feast of Tabernacles or Booths, which is the fruit harvest, which took place during the fall, early winter. Or it could be just, again, it's the celebration of the dedication of the temple. And they keep pressing Jesus. Why are you keeping us in suspense? Why don't you just tell us plainly if you are the Christ? You know, and Jesus said, I told you, but you guys won't believe, you know. And so he's been telling them in so many different ways, you know, because he's making scriptural references, right? So when he says I am, and those kinds of things, so he's revealing who he is to him. But then he says at the end of his discourse here, my Father who has given them to me, meaning the apostles, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Father and I are one. So I don't know what else he can say to make it more plain that he truly is the Christ, the anointed one of God who saves, who came to bring salvation into the world. And the psalm that kind of connects those two together is Psalm 87. So Psalm 87 is in book three of the Psalms, Psalm 73 to 89, and Psalm 73 to 83 are from Asaph, and Asaph means gather. But then Psalms 84, 85, 87, and 88 are from the sons of Korah. And actually, so the sons of Korah wrote Psalm 88, but then gave it to one of the Ezrahites, Heman, which means faithful. And Heman put music to that particular psalm. But Psalm 87 is written by the sons of Korah. Of course, remember that Korah rebelled against Moses and Aaron in Numbers chapter 16. It says the ground opened, and Korah and his family went down alive to Sheol, the abode of the dead, and the ground covered them over. Fire from heaven came down and consumed 250 members of the Korahites. The only ones that survived were the sons of Korah, not the literal sons, but those who chose not to participate in the rebellion. And not only were those sons of Korah members of the musical guild of the Jewish temple, they were also caretakers and custodians of the sacred vessels and vestments that were used in the worship of God. And Korah means baldness. Of course, you can see all of those members of the musical guild in 1 Chronicles 15, verses 16 to 22, right? 1 Chronicles 15, 16 to 22. So Psalm 87, their refrain is, "All you nations praise the Lord," which is, of course, a wonderful connection with the Acts of the Apostles, where we see the apostles going out and literally doing that, going out to the nations and proclaiming the name of God. And it says, "His foundation upon the holy mountains, the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God." And so this psalm is in praise of Jerusalem, the place where God has chosen to dwell with his people, often also called the city of David, right? The Davidic city, along with Bethlehem. He goes, "I tell of Egypt and Babylon among those who know me, who know the Lord, of Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia." Again, going out to these different parts of the world, proclaiming the message of the gospel. This man was born there, and of Zion they shall say, "One and all were born in her." Right? So, the sons of Korah here are talking about, and actually a beautiful kind of precursor to the work of the Lord. All were born from the bosom of Jerusalem, right? And so all of those who follow Christ will be born in through the birth canal of baptism, right? That brings us into the life of the church, that gives us that sanctifying grace that we need to get to heaven. And so the holy mountain of Zion, which is a spiritual name for Jerusalem, will give birth to those who are open to receiving God's love. Again, in the old covenant, right? But Jesus came to establish a new and eternal covenant. But that's where the family of God comes from, right? Is a part of the family of Jerusalem. And so the sons of Korah here give us a wonderful prelude to the church that we're seeing here in Acts of the Apostles. And what's also interesting, this particular psalm is used on many Marian feasts. So when we celebrate Mary, the Mother of God, whether that be the Assumption or one of the other Marian feasts, the Theotokos, Mary, Mother of God, when we're praying the psalms during the Liturgy of the Hours, this is a psalm that always comes up. Because we talk about Mary, of course, being the mother of the church, as well as in addition to being to our Holy Mother and the Mother of Christ.
For more on the Psalms with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.